As we reflect on what it means to belong, I was thinking about times in my own life, experiences I've had, where I didn't feel like I really fit in. Usually that happens, or it happens a lot actually, but it happens especially sometimes when I travel. As you can imagine, I'm a little over 6'4", which doesn't make me stand out, or I stand out as tall here in the United States. If I go anywhere else in the world, I'm kind of a freak, right? People look at you and they're like, who is this giant American that has come to visit us? A few years ago, I had the opportunity actually to go over and to teach for a week over in India. Let me get the slide. So I went and I taught for a week over with the Missionaries of Charity. And what I came to realize during that time is that the Missionaries of Charity are the Marine Corps of the Catholic Church. And what I realize about myself is that I am not a Marine. These sisters are. And as I spent a little bit of time with them, this is a photo of one of their orphanages, that every day two of their sisters go out to a trash dump to pick up children that have been physically thrown away. Every morning, they go and they actually pick up babies and children they've just been thrown away and left to die in a trash heap. And they fill all of these cribs. And they take care of them each and every day. I thought about myself, you know, I complain when I get woken up in the middle of the night once in a while, or if I have a bad night's sleep. I complain sometimes if it's too hot outside, or I complain about all these things, and I just kind of felt a little bit discouraged because I just realized that I didn't really fit in. The place that I was actually staying with the sisters housed about 400 mental patients and mothers who were giving birth to their children with AIDS. They also had on the premises another house for men who were dying. And every day, every person at that place got three meals, a bath, and clean sheets. And there are no washing machines in Calcutta. So the sisters do it by hand each and every day. I just kind of sat around and I just thought, Lord, I'm kind of amazed at this amount of charity, and yet I just feel like I don't belong here. I just don't know what I'm doing here because it seems like it's just too much. It's too extreme. About a year later, I was invited actually to go, and I worked at a mission up in Alaska with the Yupik Indians. And this is a picture of the town, one of the towns I was in called Nunam Iqua, which means end of the earth. Now, I should have known that I was in for something because I was in three villages. One was called Eminok, which means blackfish. The other one was called Alaknuk, which means wrong way. Before you get to Nunam Iqua, which means end of the earth, right? Now, you can imagine being up there with these native tribes that they all average about 4'8", right? So here I am, the giant that's come to visit them that they're kind of laughing at. And it wasn't so much that I didn't feel like I fit in. I felt kind of honored to observe their native rituals and everything else. It was the food. Have you ever gone someplace and they put food in front of you and you're like, what is this? Now, the Yupik Indians, as you can imagine, this is what outside looks like to them, right? So what do they eat? They eat dried fish. And they get their fat by eating liquefied whale blubber. So they take dried fish, and then they have all these jars of what looks like mayonnaise, but it's not mayonnaise. It's just liquefied fat that they dip their fish in and eat. Yeah, there is no McDonald's in Nunam Iqua. There's no, where are my chicken McNuggets or something else? There's nothing. In fact, they were very excited on Easter. There was a couple of families that went out on a hunt and came back after catching three seals. And they were very excited to present me with the delicacy for my Easter dinner, which was the heart of a seal. Yeah. Yeah, the next time you go to grandma and grandpa's and you think, what is this stuff? Remember this picture.
This was my Easter dinner with the Yupik Indians. I had to eat that. And all I thought to myself is, I don't belong here. Where's my hamburger? Please, somebody save me, right? This next picture is a picture that I love. It's an image of a saint that many of you know, but you might not recognize this image. It's an image of a young man who has gone off because he's trying to find his place in the world, and he thought that he would find it by becoming a good soldier. He thought that he would go off and win victory for himself and for his friends. This young guy, he liked music, he liked to party, he just liked the good things of the world. And yet there was something inside of him that no matter what he did, he always just felt like there was something missing. The problem was that he wasn't actually very good at being a soldier. He got captured twice and had to be rescued by his parents, who had to bail him out. But eventually, this young guy had an experience of God's grace in his life, and he realized that maybe everything that he was searching for wasn't that far away from himself. This is the image, actually, of St. Francis of Assisi. It's right outside of his basilica in Italy. And I love that the church has actually juxtaposed these two images so close together, because what you see in the statue of St. Francis is that this is what we look like when we try to make ourselves fit in. This is what we look like when we try to seek out happiness and fulfillment on our own. When you and I kind of go out and we just try to do things according to my will. Lots of times we don't say this out loud, but sometimes subliminally in prayer, we say, Jesus, why don't you follow me? Jesus, not your will, but my will be done. Jesus, I really want to be holy, but as long as I can be popular, wealthy, and everything else at the same time. And all of a sudden we become sad and dejected. And yet when Francis realized that it was in being able to hold up those things that bring true joy and letting go of those that don't, the guy literally walked down the street naked and said, I'm all in. I am all in. Because only in Jesus Christ will I find my happiness and my fulfillment. And because he did that, he changed the world. You know, lots of times I think we do a little discredit. I was talking to Bishop Rice about this, to St. Francis, because St. Francis usually is just seen in people's gardens with like a bird on his hand, right? We forget what a dangerous figure St. Francis actually was. How disturbing it would be if St. Francis walked in here right now. Maybe he'd look at just all the stuff you brought down on this weekend and he'd say, do you really need that? You need that? You need that? Why don't you give it away? Why don't you go make yourself uncomfortable? Why don't you go eat a seal heart? Or why don't you go tend to the lepers real quick? Why don't you go step out of your comfort zone and actually be the disciple that Jesus is inviting you to be? Francis, I like you much better when you just hold a bird in my garden than when you actually challenge me. But what is the source of all this? Like, where do the great saints, where do the missionaries of charity, where do the, you know, missionaries that went to Alaska, where did St. Francis and St. Clair, where do they all get this zeal? It wasn't in some far-off place. It's not hidden in some mysterious corner of the earth far away. It's right in front of us each and every day. The sisters start their day every day around the world with what we're doing right now, with Mass and with the Eucharist. I don't know if you've ever had that experience of when you travel around a bit, but I know for myself, especially now as a priest, I always look for that little red candle. No matter where in the world I am, there's all of a sudden a certain peace that comes over because I realize that I'm at home. I realize that I found a place that no matter where I am in the world, no matter what is going on, no matter what the circumstances surrounding me are, I belong here. I belong here. That everything I do in my life begins with this, is rooted and grounded in this. The church says the Eucharist is the source and the summit of all that we do. This is what Mass looks like with the Yupik Indians up in Alaska. It looks very similar to what it looks like in Calcutta, India, or what it looks like in Africa or Australia or in Springfield, Missouri, where around the world, for 2,000 years and now for all time, we have a sacrament that helps us know exactly where I belong, exactly where I can find my identity. A little red candle that shows us that Jesus is here, that God's presence is with us. And the amazing thing that we believe as a people of faith is that when we celebrate the Eucharist, it's not just that we kind of come and we just kind of like profess our faith and say, oh yeah, like I believe what you believe. That's part of it. You're not in this alone, that you actually belong to this great family. But even more amazingly is this, that when we celebrate the Eucharist, what happens is that God the Father starts to see and love in you what he sees and loves in his Son. It's not just that you learn about the life of Jesus, it's that you begin to live the life of Jesus. And listen to what God the Father says. He says, behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the world. Do you believe that? That God sees and loves in you what he sees and loves in his Son. That God delights in you. This is where you belong. This is where you and I both belong. I don't know what God's plan is for all of your lives. I don't know what corner of the earth you might find yourself in. I don't know what disgusting food or awkward situation you may find yourself in someday. But I know this. No matter where I am, no matter where you are, it is through the Eucharist that we unite ourselves to one another. We unite ourselves to the love of God, and we are able to proclaim as a people of faith, if I don't know anything else, I know this. This is where I belong.